Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andres Galarraga. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Neil Heaton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards third. Wallach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall bunts towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller misplays the ball. That's an error on Miller. Winningham moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Winningham moves to third. Raines moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Winningham scores. Raines moves to third. Wallach moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Raines scores. Brooks moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Miller steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strawberry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Winningham is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Raines steals second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Galarraga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Neil Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Heaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Fitzgerald moves to second. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Winningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. It's 5-4, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Winningham. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Winningham steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra pinch hits for Ron Darling. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webster who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. It's Mets, 5, Expos, 5. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields it and throws to home to get Miller. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Winningham. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brooks strikes out. One out. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wallach moves to second. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Doug Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. Santana moves to second. It's 8-5, Mets. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Foley pinch hits for Andy McGaffigan. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Raines reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-7, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 7. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Miller strikes out. There goes Wilson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Roger McDowell now pitching. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webster bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Jeff Parrott. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 0-for-4 in the game. Kendale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 7. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Burke now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McReynolds takes first base on ball four. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Winningham is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.